Welcome back, everybody, to Overdunk. This is a competitive Pokemon Unite podcast hosted by me, Zoinks. Thank you so much, everybody, for tuning in. Today, we have a very special episode. This is episode 35, but today I am joined by two members of Japan's best team, the winners of regionals, Secret Ship, Tomuro and Yakko. Welcome to the show, you two.
Oh, thank you. I'm so stoked to be here. Yeah, thank you for inviting us.
Of course. I'm really excited. If you were listening at home to this show, it is going to be a little bit of a different format. I mean, these two are joining me all the way from Japan. I'm here in North America. So Tomuro has very, very kindly said that they will be an interpreter for us. So going to be a little bit of a different format, but you guys will be totally fine. But enough about us. We have to get to our guests, the Secret Ship team here. Tomuro, do you and Yakko want to introduce yourselves?
Okay. じゃあ、ヤコさん、最初に簡単な自己紹介をお願いします。
Hi, everyone. I'm Yakko. I play support role for the team. Mainly Hooper, Eldegoss, Pikachu.
Okay.
Former PUBG Pro and coach. Thanks.
Awesome.
Okay. My name is Tomuro, and I joined the Secret Ship after the regional finals. I'm sixth the member of Secret Ship.
Okay.
I'm substitute player. Then I'm doing a kind of manager thing, and
cool.
I try to play fill a role sometimes in a gym practice. Thank you.
Awesome. Well, of course, thank you for coming on the show to both of you. And again, I said it before we started, but I have to say it now. Congratulations on one, qualifying for Worlds, but two, congratulations on winning the Japan Regionals. It was such an exciting tournament. Great job to Secret Ship. So for the first question of the interview, I wanted to ask is, how did the team of Secret Ship form, and how long has Secret Ship been playing together?
Okay, じゃあ、ヤコさん、Secret Ship がどのようにして、できたのか、またどれぐらい一緒に、プレイしているかっていうのを教えてください。
Q さんが、ヤードを誘って、ヤードが他のメンバーを、集めました。だいたい2月ぐらいから一緒にやってて、まあこれまで2人メンバーが入れ替わってます。
So well, the Mr. Q invited Yard first.
Okay.
Then Yard invited other members. Then that's that's created team.
Okay.
Then we have been playing together since February.
Oh wow. Okay.
But we changed two members so far.
Okay.
Okay. Gotcha. That's the answer.
Awesome. So small changes, but playing together since February. So a long time team for as far as mm-hmm. Unite teams go. So, well, it paid off. Congratulations again. I want to get to know the team a little bit better of Secret Ship. So I have a few questions just to get to know the team and how you all operate. The first one I got to ask is, who comes up with the craziest strategies on Secret Ship, which you have a lot of?
チームの、すごい、なんていうんですかね。特殊な戦術というか、構成とかを考えているのは、誰なんですかという質問です。
戦略を立てているのは Q さんで、Q さんが戦略を立てて、それをトライして、みんなで固めていくっていうやり方です。
Okay, and Mr. Q create the strategies first and the comps, and all members try to do it, and make improving the strategies and put any ideas and opinions, then that's how secret ships come up with the strategies.
Okay. So work together, but it starts with Mr. Q. All right, interesting. Yes. Well, then my next question is about the regional final that you won. Who do you think is the MVP, the most valuable player? Who do you think played the best to win all of Japan?
日本一に、なった上で MVP を挙げるとしたらどの選手になりますか？
MVP は、リゼさん、まあ、理由は、まあ、彼は最近直近加入して最近加入してあのチームに、適応することができたんで、まあ、リゼさんかなと思います。
So the Mr. Rize recently joined the newest one in the secret ship. Then he adapted soon the team role, and he did really well in that tournament. So he's MVP, the regional finals.
Okay.
Yep.
The newest addition gets the MVP. Very cool. Very cool. Well, then the last question I have about learning your team is, who is the funniest member on Team Secret Ship?
チームで一番、面白い人は、誰ですか？
全員面白いけど、特に面白いのはヤード。ヤードはクレイジーです。
じゃあ、具体的にどんなところですかね？
まあ、かなりハイテンションですね。
そうですね、僕も、なんだろう、こう、叫び声上げたりとか、いつもテンション高いところがいいですね。じゃそんな感じで伝えますね。はい。So, we think that all members are unique and funny, but, especially the funniest one is the, Yard, Mr. Yard.
Okay.
Then he talks a lot, and he's so, he's hyperactive, and he's screaming when he got killed all the time.
Good. Well, someone needs to on your team. You gotta have a little bit of funny. So great.
Yeah. Thank you. Never get dull. Yeah.
Perfect. Perfect. Well, thank you so much for letting me get to know your team a little bit better. Japan is a very popular region with a lot of good teams and a lot of good teams. How confident were you that you could win the regional tournament before it started? What was the confidence level going into the tournament?
日本はとても強豪が多いチームだと思うんですが、その地域代表決定戦の前に、勝つ自信はありましたか？どんな感じで、地域代表戦に臨みましたか？
はい、まあ自信はもちろんありました。まあなぜかっていうと、まあ僕らのチームは日本の、他のどのチームより考えてやってきた、練習してきたし、まあトライして失敗して、から、はい。まあ、そんな感じですね。
OK です。So, we have confidence to win the regional finals because, we know we took a time practice, taking time so much, and we know we're harder than other teams.
Okay. So working harder. Yeah. Interesting. Okay. Well, wonderful. Well, that was sort of my next question is, if we look back before regionals, May finals, you lost a heartbreaker of a game in the grand finals, a bracket reset, a tough one. What did you do to prepare for regional finals to make sure that would not happen again?
5月の 大会ですね、の決勝で、シークレシップは、クロノワールですかね、に、
それで負けたね。
敗れてしまったと思うんですけれども、まあ、その教訓というか、それに対して、どのような反省をして、その地域代表戦に、臨んだか教えてください。
うん。まあ、5月の決勝は、まあ、誰もがシークレットシップが多分優勝すると、まあ、見てる人たちはみんな思ったと思います。まあ、なぜなら、まあ、決勝1戦目は僕らがラウンドを取ったし、相手チームは、これまで実績上げてなかったチームで、まあ、若いチームだったんで、まあ、負けた範囲としては、まあ、自分たちの、その、なんですか、構成の動き方だいや、まあ、コミュニケーションが、インターバル中にしっかり取れなかった。で、まあ、それが範囲だったかなと思います。で、まあ、地域代表決定戦に向けての準備は、まあ、そこの反省を踏まえて、まあ、試合中とインターバル中のコミュニケーションを、まあ、意図的に増やしました。そんな感じで言ってもらえば。
よかった。Okay, it's quite long.
That's okay. Good luck.
The main finals, right? Then the secret ship lost in the game. Mm-hmm. But so they say they prepare that the cause of the defeated mm-hmm. was a lacking of communication intervals during intervals. Then the Chrono Wild the winners was a kind of new team. So we gotta admit that we are pretty much the careless that opponent team.
I see. Okay. Mm.
Then during interval we talked only the we couldn't fix the strategies.
Hmm.
Then only talking comps. Hmm. So then so the next regional finals we have prepared taking a lot of time and during intervals and try to communicate much more time.
Hmm. Good. Good. Yeah, that's really that's a really good thing, and I think obviously it worked out really well. Really, the improvements worked. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Well, you won the regional tournament, so congratulations again. What game of that entire tournament was the most exciting for you to be a part of?
地域代表決定戦で最も興奮したというかエキサイティングだった試合は、うん、どの試合になりますか？
まあ、一番興奮したのは T2 とのウィナーズファイナルが一番興奮しました。まあ、あの試合は勝てば WCS の切符が手に入るし、うん、まあ、勝った時は泣いてるメンバーもいました、ね、
うん。Okay. The regional finals versus T2.
Okay.
Winners finals mm-hmm. is the most exciting match ever.
Yeah.
So that match was a the T2 and the Secret Ship are pretty neck and neck
mm-hmm.
At that time. So the winners finals if we win, we're going to London. So when we won the game, some members are crying.
Oh yeah. Wow! Amazing. Hey, you have a reason to cry about. So that is worth it for sure. Well, let's talk a little bit about that game. Your team. Secret Ship plays a lot of different strategies. You play many, many different Pokemon. Specifically, in one of those final games, you played Talonflame, Decidueye, and Cramorant. I like to call it the bird comp, but that was an exciting composition. Was that strategy made to defeat T2, or was it a strategy you would play against any team?
So, Secret Ship は、あの、めちゃくちゃ、あの、たくさんの構成ポケモンを持ってますよねと。で、
はいはいはい、
特に、あの、地域代表で見せた、ファイアローと、ウ
ウ、
あとは、ファイアロー、ウ、あれか、ジュナイパーの構成がめちゃ、すごい、あの、目立ってましたと。で、うん、まあ、そういう、なんか特殊というか、他のチームがあまりやらないような構成をどうやって、その、見つけるというか、
発見。
こう、うん、はい。
うん。まあ、そのメタ構成を、まあ、勝てる構成を使わずに、その、まあ、なんだろうな。いろんな構成やポケモンの、その、ポテンシャルっていうのを、ま、探りながら、トライアンドエラーを繰り返していくっていうのが、まあ、秘訣ですか。それが重要だと思います。はい。
So, we don't do, play meta comps that much, then we don't care much about the top ladder or win rate.
Okay.
So,
okay.
And we are finding that Pokemon and comps potentials. Then seek potentials and try and error again and again. That's how the finding out that new strategy, the new comps.
Okay, interesting. So, not playing what everyone else is playing, Secret Ship sticks to their own stuff. Very, very cool. Well, again, it worked out, so congratulations. Well, that being said, you have made it all the way to Worlds. You're headed to London next month. It's coming up really, really soon. You're headed to London. But it is the first time we're going to have international competition that is not on Ping. What are you most excited for Worlds? Both of you can answer this question.
Okay. その世界大会は今回初めてポケモンでついに行われますと。はい、
うん、
で、その世界大会において最も楽しみにしていることは何ですか？これは僕も、あの、別で答えます。はい。
あ、まあ世界中のその、何ですかね、まあ海外のチームと、まあ、対戦できるっていうことと、まああとはそのやっぱり、まあ地域代表決定戦の戦いのようなそのシークレットシップの戦いっていうのを、まあ、その世界中のポケモンユナイトファンにお見せすることができるっていうのが、まあ、非常にあの楽しみです、
うん、So Yako said So we can't wait to fighting the other regional teams and the face to face, and so, and he's so excited to show our strategies and how to fight the secret ship, how to win the worlds.
Yeah.
Okay.
Awesome. And how about you tomorrow?
Okay. I'm so excited too, and but I'm substitute player. I don't know if I join that tournament. No. It's go to fight. I don't know.
Okay.
Deal. But yeah, there are so many viewers, then the cameras. Then that's exciting. That's exciting. In front of the viewers playing. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's going to be so fun. Pokemon Unite with a crowd. It will be a blast, I think. So awesome. My next question starts by saying, several teams I have interviewed have said that Secret Ship is looking like the strongest team headed to Worlds, not just from Japan. People are saying Secret Ship might be the best. What region do you think looks the strongest right now? And any specific teams you're thinking about?
Okay. そのいくつかのチームにインタビューしてきましたが、特に多かったというか、よく名前を聞いたのが、そのシークレットシップでした。で、ということなんですが、シークレットシップとしては、どの、地域に注目しているというか、どのチームが、地域またはチームが一番強いと思っているか、教えてください。
まあ、地域で言うと、やっぱり、NA が、その、まあ、予選の動画とか見ると、その、すごい集団戦が綺麗なチームが多くて、まあ、注目してます。で、チームで言うと、ブラックハンドとか、IX ゲーミング、あと、ナウンズ e スポーツ、あと、XIS とかは、警戒。
So, we check all the movies at the region finals. Then, we realized that NA team has, very good at the group fighting.
Yeah.
Then, we have to watch out that, EU and NA team, especially the Black Hand and IX Gaming, now the esports and, the Brazil team, the XIS, I heard that zero game drops in the regional finals in Wing.
An amazing team. You're right. Group fighting has been a kind of everything that North America has focused on. So it's, it is going to be a strong factor. I'm very, very excited. Well, the next question for you both is that we have had a long break in between regionals and worlds. Still have a bit more time to wait. Did you get time to take a break is my question, I guess.
Okay. その地域代表戦からその世界大会までだいぶ期間がありましたと、あります。で、地域代表戦終わってから、休暇というか、まあ、厳しいスケジュールだったと思うんですけれども、休みとかを取ったりしたんですか？はい。
休み、まあ、大体1週間くらい休みがあって、まあ、ただ終わってすぐに本当に準備は始めました。
We took a short break after regional finals, like a week, and then started preparing that worlds soon.
Okay. Okay. Well, you've been preparing for a long time then. It's gonna be be exciting for sure. All right. Well, then one of my last questions here is, you are a part of the 16 teams to ever make a Pokemon Unite World Championships. It's our first one. So what do you think makes Secret Ship unique to all those other teams? What makes Secret Ship special?
世界大会の16チームに、シークレットシップが選ばれたわけなんですが、まあ、そのシークレットシップを特徴づけるものというか、一番のスペシャルなものというのは、何ですかという質問です。
戦ってみたいチームは言った方がいい。
戦ってみたいチーム
ラインか、
最初の質問はですね、その何がこうスペシャルかっていう話ですね。
特徴は、そのまあ手札の多さっていうか、構成の多さで、まあ、強みはやっぱグループファイトが強みだと思います。
Okay, so we have a multiple card, then preparing against the comps, then the strong point is a group fighting as well.
Okay, awesome. So your team definitely going to be strong against the competition. I have no doubt. I've watched your team. I'm very impressed with your play every time I get to. So that is awesome. The last question is a little similar to before, but the last question is, who are you looking forward to playing against the most?
どの選手と対戦してみたいですか、世界大会で。まあ、どのチームでもいいかもしれないです。
まあやっぱその NA と EU のチームと、まあ、戦ってみたいですね。まあなんでかっていうと、やっぱりあの NA と EU のチームはその地域的にあの遠く離れてる国なんで、まあ、普段あのランクマッチで、マッチングすることで、まあ、その代表チームと戦ってみたいです。
So we'd like to fight against the EU and NA team because of the we barely have a chance to fight the father of the country team. So yeah. Then in my case, I like to play with Gatlu and Blav. I usually watch his streaming.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. They are a great, both of those guys are incredible players to watch. Very, very fun streams too. That's awesome.
Yeah, right. That's right.
Very cool. Well, we are getting close to the end of the interview here. I didn't have this one written down, so my apologies, but one more question I have to ask. What is Secret Ship's next secret strategy? Do we get to reveal it here on the show? What is Secret Ship working on?
そのシークレットシップがそのシークレットにしてるストラテジーがそのありますかと、それを公開、まあ公開することはできないと思うんですけれども、何かそういうものがありますかと。
いやもちろん。はい、もちろんあります。で、今はもうほぼその、ストラテジーがもう完成しつつあって、
今
段階なんですけど、ほぼ完成してます。で、それをあの皆さんにお見せすることができると思います。
おお、Yes, of course we have secret strategies. Then we almost complete that strategy. Then, so we were going to show that strategy, how to fight the Secret Ship style. Then it's we can wait fighting the worlds.
Okay. All right. I will wait till the worlds to see your strategies in place. It's going to be I have to have something to look forward to. I'm excited to see the Secret Ship style. Definitely. Well, from the bottom of my heart, thank you so much, Yakko and Tomorrow, for coming onto the show to do this interview. Before you go, would you, both of you, want to say anything to your North America fans? I mean, there is a lot of Secret Ship fans here in North America. So anything that you two want to say, go ahead and say it now.
そのシークレットシップファンがすごい NA にはたくさんいますと。で、今を見てくれているファンもたくさんいると思いますと。で、そのファンの方に向けて何か何でもいいのでコメントあればお願いします。
まあ、応援ありがとうございます。まあ、今さっき話した通り、その新しい構成っていうのが、まあ、完成しつつあって、まあ、本当にみんながびっくりするようなすごい強い構成を世界大会でお見せできると思うので、引き続きシェイクトシップの応援をよろしくお願いします。ありがとうございます。
Okay, well, thank you for support our team. And so like we said, we created new strategies, then we can show our new comps and secret ship style new strategies. Mm-hmm. Then that must be exciting and surprising. Then so thank you for the support our team again. Thank you.
Of course. Well, yes, exciting and surprising are definitely words I would use to describe Secret Ship. They are you're so, so fun to watch. But that is bringing us to the end of our show. So thank you so much, Tomorrow and Yakko, for joining again. If you are watching this live on Twitch, thank you so much. This video will also be saved onto YouTube at youtube.com/UniteMics, as well as this episode gets uploaded into podcast form. So Spotify, Apple, Google Play, any of those places. So if you want to listen again or show your friends, that is the place to do so. Thank you so much, Tomorrow and Yakko. If you have your own social media and things like that, I will make sure that we tweet that out and we give that up, because saying it over stream, I'm not sure if people would know where to find it. So we'll make sure to send out that stuff on our end too. But thank you so much, everybody, again, for hanging out in chat, listening to the interview. It was so much fun to have you two on. Next week, we are going to be interviewing another team. We are going to be interviewing North America's Wasted Potential. So look forward to that, everybody. But thank you to you two for joining, and we'll see you all next time. Goodbye.